Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today I would like to draw our attention in the Living Hope program to the character of Joseph. Joseph, who married Mary and who cared for Jesus, particularly in his early years. Now, again, it's important just to emphasize the lessons that we can learn from Joseph, and not just at Christmas time, but he's someone worthy of reflection at any stage of our lives and walk with God. The first thing that we need to just be able to see and appreciate is that Joseph is a very ordinary man. He's going about his life. We get the impression that he's probably quite a bit older, certainly a bit older than Mary, but older than others, perhaps entering marriage. But he at last has found a young lady who will be his wife. And you can imagine that he's very happy about that. We don't know how long he was single, but he's really full of anticipation. I found someone who has agreed to an engagement. Remember, in Jewish culture in those times, an engagement was an incredibly serious step. It was the first step of marriage, really. And they're beginning to get to know one another, beginning to prepare for the next stage, which is a marriage. But that's when news comes, and we guess that Mary must have had some word with Joseph. Something else is happening. And for Joseph, this is going to be an incredibly challenging piece of news, because Mary says to him, look, you need to know, Joseph, I'm pregnant, and this is something that God has done. Now, quite how Joseph reacted, we're not given all the detail, but we're certainly given details in Matthew 1 that the overwhelming reaction, however puzzled, perhaps hurt, all sorts of things that go on his mind, but something that comes across is that he feels that perhaps the right thing to do is very quietly break off the engagement, not proceed with the marriage, and just let things go quiet and still. And this is not to protect him. You don't get the impression that he's worried about his reputation and the innuendo, the mutterings and the voices behind closed doors as to what's really gone on. No, he seems very committed to protect her, which again is quite extraordinary. His love for her is so strong. I need to protect her. It's even possible if this gets out that there could be those who want to stone her. And this is his line of thinking. And then an angel appears to him. And I guess it's not surprising that if an angel appears to Mary to bring her the news that she is going to conceive and bear Jesus, well, if Joseph is going to be fully in on this and support this, he needs a visit from God himself. And so the angel says, Joseph, these plans that you have, however good they seem to you, that's not the way. You've got to just go ahead with the wedding, and you just trust me. You protect and care for Mary, and I'm going to work this all out. And for you to know, Joseph, what you've understood from Mary is absolutely right. This is a work of God. It's the Holy Spirit who's going to cause Jesus to be conceived within Mary. And you've got to now trust me. Now Joseph would have had to trust. He had to trust in this initial situation. He had to trust when the Romans, the rulers of the time, ordered a census, and he had to take Mary, now his wife, to Bethlehem and all of the rigors of the road. And later, when he discovers that Herod wants to kill Jesus, he's going to have to trust God and get Jesus very quickly to a place of safety in Egypt. But his obedience, his willingness to protect Mary, to believe God is quite remarkable, and we need to have that same level of trust in God too. Well, we're going to pause for some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me, and we're going to reflect a little more on the story of Joseph, particularly Matthew chapter 1 and verses 18 to 25.
You lift me up to the high places. You set my feet on the solid rock. You fill my mouth with your songs and praises. You give me joy that will never stop.
Like a sheep.
Listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about the story of Joseph as outlined in Matthew chapter 1. Joseph, the scripture describes him as a righteous man. He didn't want to hold Mary up to public disgrace. Quite modern in his outlook in many ways for the culture of the time, I would think.
Yes, I think that's a good point, because Joseph was ready to listen to what was good for Mary. And for himself, he could have said, well, just get rid of her. Mm. You know, what's she been up to?
Mm.
But he's really, really wanting to do the right thing. That's what righteous means, doesn't it? It's not just sort of some mystical state. It's actually people who want to do the right thing before God.
Yeah. And he gets a visit from an angel as well, doesn't he, to reassure him that this is the right thing to do. And then another one when it comes to the flight to Egypt. So although Mary in some ways has a higher profile than Joseph, he is certainly the leader, and he's given that leadership role, isn't he?
Well, he is, because, again, Mary will be vulnerable. As indeed, any woman going through pregnancy, there's a degree of vulnerability there, and to have a husband, to have someone to watch out for her in every way would be important. But Jesus, Almighty God, born in a stable, Jesus, there is also a vulnerability there.
Mm.
So, although he must be vulnerable, he must have his moments of anxiety, nevertheless, he's chosen to be the strong one, to be the one who will stand up and when Mary gets a little bit worried, anxious, to say, it's okay, it's all going to be okay, and he does that role so well.
We don't really see anything of Joseph after the birth story. We don't see him being a father to Jesus and, you know, helping him growing up. All we seem to know is that he was probably a carpenter.
Yes, there is very little about him, as you say. The only thing is that they go to the temple regularly, and that's an annual visit, at least, in Jerusalem. And when Jesus is 12, it's clear that Mary and Joseph are involved in that journey. So for the first 12 years, at least, of Jesus' life, I'm sure Joseph, as a carpenter earning a living, putting a roof over their heads, food on the table, he is playing his part in bringing up the family. And of course, after Jesus is born, they do have children of their own. And we don't know quite how many, but there's several there. So he is playing his role, but very quietly in the background.
I've often wondered, you know, what sort of a man he was to be given that kind of role, because, you know, he's the earthly father to the Son of God. And I wonder how heavily that sense of responsibility would have laid upon him.
Well, I think, again, it's just interesting how the Bible will give us just a word which is like a window, a righteous man. And we said in a previous program that Mary had a clear relationship with God, and evidently Joseph did too. Now, we don't know quite how that was expressed, but we can imagine he was in the synagogue Saturday after Saturday, and he would have known the law, and he, of course, would have known about a Messiah who was going to come. And whereas a lot of the Jews were sleeping on that and not really active in their thoughts about it, you can imagine Joseph was. So, an ordinary man, and yet an extraordinary man, obeying God, watching over this incredible situation.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.